What do you call bread that's made in a loaf?
In a loaf? I call it pone bread. And you see, that's corn bread, and you make pone bread.
Okay. Well, now, what about bread that's made out of white flour?
Them biscuits, you know.
Okay. Well, what about bread that's made out of white flour in a loaf?
In a loaf. I call it a loaf of bread.
Okay. What do you call a round sweet thing about this big around? And sometimes it has a hole in the middle.
Donuts.
Okay. What do you call round flat cakes that you cook on a greased skillet and you eat them with butter and syrup? You mean they're real thin.
Batter cakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Sausage, not smoked.
It's just meat from the side of the hog.
Yes. Middling?
Fine. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog head and hog drool and things like that?
I call it, I'll tell you, Rick. I know what you're talking about. My mind's short. I call it, souse.
Fine. Have you ever made any souse?
Yes, ma'am, so many times.
And how do you make the souse?
I just boil the feet and boil the head, all the pieces that come off the bone, then I pick it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mash it up and season it, so put a little sage and thing in it like that, and press it, pack it down in a bowl or something other like that, and when you get ready for it, just slosh it out.
Ooh, that sounds good too. Well, do you eat it cold or do you eat it hot?
I'd rather have it cold.
Uh-huh.
Slice it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that pressed meat?
Yes'm, I ain't never pressed it. Yes'm, that's what they call it, too. I have eat it.
Well, now, is pressed meat different from souse meat?
Yes'm, it is. Let me see. Well, that pressed meat, it's just the same.
Uh-huh. It's made out of the same
things. Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. It's just the same.
Okay. When you bite into a peach, what do you call the hard thing that's in the middle?
Seed.
And what about the hard thing that's in the middle of a cherry?
It's seeds.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Pressed peach.
And what about the one that comes away?
I call it clear seed peach.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Beans that don't have to be shelled. Let me see. What is kind of bean that don't have to be shelled? All I know has to be shelled. Butter bean. Snap beans?
Fine. And the kind that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips that you cook and eat?
I call it the top and the bottom is the root.
Okay. And what do you call very young turnip greens that you eat?
Just planted and they ain't got no roots to them.
Uh-huh. And what do you call them when you cook them and eat them?
I call it, vegetable, let me see.
Do you ever call that turnip salad?
Yeah, I'm calling it salad. That's what I'm trying to think. My mind is short.
You're doing just fine, Ms. If it's not too much trouble for you, you know, you really are giving me a lot of good information.
Yes.
What do you call corn that you just shuck and cook and you eat it with your hands?
Rosemary.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions about different kinds of animals. What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Black.
It's got a white stripe down its back and it smells just awful.
Animal, what do you call it?
It's a little wild animal. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I do. I don't know. Animal.